If a black cat crossed my way, I might knock on wood and send bad luck away. But what if you walked under a ladder, or if it was a mirror you broke? Would misfortune find you and leave you broke? Where do such superstitions reside? You'll find out next on The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Their tales many live their life by, with trails that lead back many centuries. John Pierce with the Old Farmer's Almanac says superstitions are something many Americans revere as truth.
Superstitions are a subject that we found of great interest to people in general. In fact, there was a Gallup survey that indicated 28% of the U.S. population considers themselves at least a little superstitious, and another 27% considered themselves some or maybe even quite superstitious. So that tells you more than half of the population is superstitious in one way or another.
He says the stories are often centuries-old superstitions, tales of good luck and bad, such as the fear of walking under a ladder.
It dates to a time before there were gallows. When a criminal was found guilty, the common method of hanging would be to use a ladder leaning against the wall. They'd throw the rope over the top rung and just hang the criminal from the ladder. And it was this practice from which the superstition sprung, because it was believed then that the spirits of the people executed in this manner were very troubled, obviously because of the way they died, and inhabited that triangular space between the ladder and the structure that it was leaning against.
Most of us can avoid walking under a ladder, but what about things you can't control, such as a black cat crossing your path?
Cats became associated with the practice of black magic. Oftentimes the image of the witch stirring the cauldron with a black cat beside her, this somehow evolved through the literature of black magic, and it's purely by association. So it was felt that if a cat crossed your path, then it would surely bring you bad luck.
Although we may have a better understanding of the world today, there are still many things we don't understand, and centuries ago, those tales often helped explain the unexplainable. They are just a few of the strange tales that many of us believe control our fate. More next time as we travel the countryside. I'm Andrew McCrae.